Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, December 8, 2022 is Allied Logistics in the Southern France Campaign. Allied logistics in the Southern France Campaign played a key role in the success of Operation Dragoon, the Allied invasion of Southern France during World War II. The campaign officially commenced with the U.S. 7th Army landings on the French Riviera on August 15, 1944. On 12 September, the 7th Army made contact with Allied forces that had landed in Normandy earlier that year as part of Operation Overlord. The supporting logistical organizations continue to operate separately, with the Southern Line of Communications supporting the 7th Army drawing its supplies from the North African Theater of Operations until it merged with the communications zone of the European Theater of Operations on 20 November. The primary objective of the campaign was to capture the ports of Marseille and Toulon, preceding a drive northward up the Rhone Valley to connect with Allied forces from Normandy. Both ports were captured, but they had been badly damaged by German demolitions and Allied bombing, so considerable effort was required to bring them into service. The unexpectedly rapid Allied advance was the principal cause of logistical problems, although a theater-wide shortage of service units and an unanticipated dearth of French civilian labor also contributed. Operations in southern France gave French troops a chance to assist in the liberation of their country, but the French units also created an additional logistical burden because they lacked the service troops required to provide their own support. These logistical constraints prevented the operational commanders from taking full advantage of the opportunities offered by the German retreat. To facilitate the advance, engineers repaired bridges, rehabilitated railways and laid pipelines. The logistics plan gave priority to ammunition during combat loading, in the expectation that the Germans would stubbornly resist the invasion. When this proved to not be the case, the ammunition and the assault and follow-up convoys had to be moved out of the way in order to reach other materiel, which slowed unloading. Efforts to alter the shipping schedules met with mixed success. The operations of the 7th Army were hampered by these logistical constraints. Many soldiers had to subsist on K rations for extended periods of time, because fresh meat and produce was unavailable in the first month of the campaign due to a lack of refrigerator cars and trucks. Southern France did not produce sufficient food to feed itself, and food supplies for the civilian population had to be given additional priority. As the weather deteriorated in September, the advance slowed, and there was a rush to equip the soldiers with winter clothing. The October battles demonstrated that the German propensity for hard fighting had not been underestimated, and critical shortages of ammunition occurred. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 09 UTC on Thursday, December 8, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Allied Logistics in the Southern France Campaign. This podcast is produced by Abel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.